This is Miss Green, written by Devin Ross and read for you by Miriam Berger. The Introduction. When I was working on this book and going through all the details of planning it out, a lot of quotes I grew up being told about came to mind. It's crazy how these few sayings played a key role in the creation of this book. For instance, people who have nothing to lose are the most dangerous. Think about it. It has nothing to do with the fact that they can do whatever they want. That is not the case and further from the truth. When you have no ties to someone you're dating or married to, when you have no kids of your own, when the house isn't yours, matter of fact, your name isn't on it, the utilities are split down the middle. Other than that, it's just you and your belongings, nothing else. Why does this matter? With no ties to your significant other, you can walk out and no one would arrest you or even bat an eyelash because you have nothing holding you to the situation. What's the con of this, though? Why don't you have anything together as a family? People start noticing, and if they are bold enough, they will ask you. What will you do? Run away from the problem? Change the subject? Or face it head on? You never know what someone is going through. You never know what is going through someone's mind or what emotions they have. What if they are quick-triggered and the one awful, disrespectful comment you say sends them over the edge? You have to understand, after so many times walking away from the issue not wanting trouble, at some point, when someone pushes the issue, it will be trouble. I have learned over the years that people have battles they are facing every day, whether it is at home, at work, or personally. I know that no one in this world is perfect, but no one needs to be reminded of it either. Mental health is a big issue, and if no one is there to listen to them when they ask for help or be there for them, what happens then? Being that one person that helps someone in their darkest time goes a long way. This leads me to my last quote. People come into our lives for a reason. You won't be looking for them. They won't be looking for you. It will just happen naturally. Nothing forced, nothing is awkward. It is meant to be. The easy conversations back and forth, having stuff in common, but also having differences is okay because they're showing you there's more to life that is broadening your horizon. I bet you're wondering, why does this all matter for this book? Not only that, but why would those quotes make sense for this book? I know people say nice guys finish last. It's crazy how I have heard it my whole life. However, that is not always the case. Being a genuine person gets you very far in life. Are we all good communicators? No. Are we all good listeners? No. People come into our lives for reasons. To turn our weaknesses to strengths. To turn our negatives to positives. In being all around great people and giving us the confidence in life, no matter what the situation. With that, our story begins. Chapter 1. The Beginning, Victoria Green. It's the early morning hours of August 26th in the town of Drew, Maine. 5 o'clock in the morning, to be exact. It's still summer weather, with the humidity rising and the fog starts creeping in. It's still dark out in the town of Drew, even though it is morning time. If there's no cars driving through Drew, you can hear all the ACs running in the people's houses through this gorgeous town, if you listen real carefully. The sunrise is slowly starting to come up over the mountains, overlooking the town's gorgeous view. Some people are getting ready to head off to work, with many lights coming on in houses as well as apartment complexes. You have the occasional people driving through town to get to Augusta, coming from wherever they live, getting a head start going to work, or maybe heading to the nearest gym, getting their workout in before they start their workday.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?